Are we live?
I think so.
Are we on the internet right now?
Professionals.
Yeah. Let me see what the screen is saying. It says excellent with a green dot, so I feel like that's pretty good.
Yeah, excellent. But excellent. Wayne's World even more.
Party time.
Right. Yeah.
I'll double check on my phone to make sure that this... Oh, it's live, baby.
That's weird. You just look at yourself on your phone.
Yes.
All right.
I can see us.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Should we all be doing that?
Yeah.
It'd be funny.
We're just practicing. We can do whatever we want.
We all just stared at our phones.
Yes. Welcome back, everybody.
Oh, big like.
I'm gonna have to learn if I should look at the camera. Maybe I'll take the hat off too, so I don't have.
Oh God.
I don't have hooded eyes by my.
Yeah,
hat.
I took my hat off as well.
Alex is unprofessional.
As usual.
Yeah, but
hold on.
There we go.
I'm about to be the most unprofessional, so...
It's been so long, Alex's hair looks thicker than the last time I've seen him.
That doesn't make
I've been
any
taking
sense.
My hymns.
Yeah, I was just saying. He's on that finasteride.
Yes.
I guess welcome back, everybody, right? Welcome back to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
To the podcast. I guess this is a test stream, so it's like a half welcome back, but...
Right.
I mean, how's it feel? What do you think of the set?
It's quite a set. Quite a set.
It's wild. I said before we started that I know what Wayne and Garth felt like when they started their show after it got bought by the arcade and they rebuilt their whole basement as a stage and they went and sat down. They're like, it's like Wayne's basement, but this isn't Wayne's basement.
Yep, exactly.
That is how this feels. It's like
being Toll's living room, but it doesn't smell like Toll's living room.
It seems like they're shooting Toll McGrain the movie right here.
Yeah.
I'm being played by Seth Rogen.
It's hard to get that patina that Toll has formed over 20 plus years of living in that house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you almost got it.
I remember when we did that little TV pilot thing with some people over at your place. And I was like, they were looking for a place that matched the description of yours. And I remember the director walked in and he was like, you can't write this.
Yeah. When Danny T was on the podcast.
Yeah. That's legendary.
That was something.
We'll probably get into some more of these details as time goes on, but I do think I want to at least put together a collection of maybe like 20 to 30 best episodes and put them on YouTube or something.
Right, right.
Of the oldies. Because I know we talked about probably putting all of the old ones onto Patreon or something, but maybe like the absolute classics.
Let's just keep those off the internet for a few years, you know?
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right.
We'll wait for AI to come along and like, here, we'll feed them.
Yeah.
Say, just give us the good clips, not the really terrible bad stuff.
Yeah.
just make some up that sound better than the ones we got.
Yeah.
Ones that are perfectly pitch perfect with a culture in this exact moment.
That's right.
But can be adjusted at all times.
Right. No, nothing. We were impeccable. We didn't say anything wrong.
No.
Never.
Perfect.
Definitely not all the time when I was shit-faced.
Yeah, 4 hours of shit-faced podcasting was 100% perfect every time.
It's kind of crazy. Correct down to the letter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah, I suppose so. If you're watching this test stream, you might know who we are. But if not, I apologize. And I'm AJ Simmons. Right?
Yeah.
I usually start with
me. I'm the host. Yeah. You're the host, AJ Simmons.
Sort of. Yeah.
Sort of.
We're all kind of the hosts.
All right. We're all the hosts.
But then it would go Alex, but now we're in kind of a different...
Oh, yeah. We're sitting in a different...
Yeah, that's what's wrong. I'm like, what's wrong here? You're supposed to be right there. That's what it is. I'm not used to looking over here. Yeah. Usually I'm like this the whole time.
Now you have to look me in the eye.
Yeah.
It's like mirrored.
No.
I'm Toll Podcast Away McGrain. Like that.
That's pretty good.
Toll's been podcasting with a volleyball for the last 4 months.
Wilson! Yeah, this is what happened to me.
And who's that handsome mustachioed character across me?
What? I'm the ice cream king of Des Moines, Iowa, Alex Carter.
Wow.
Oh, there's no hamburger.
We still got it.
There we go.
Got your ass.
If you're watching this live, let us know if you can hear those samples. Here, I'll play another one just to be sure.
I'm over here stroking my dick. I got a little I'm just stroking my shit. I'm horny as fuck.
We're freaks, man, for real. Let us know if you heard that one. We also have Shyla on the board tonight, helping us. We won't say her last name to protect her, but she's doing the little live switching between, yeah, like you can see me right now, and then maybe she can, yeah, Toll maybe next. Oh, there's Toll.
Oh, hey.
And then
video
Alex.
Monitor.
And then a wide. Oh, Hollywood magic.
Look at that.
That's right.
Right on cue.
I had to sell a lot of fentanyl to make this happen.
I guess so. Oh, it's like a
that shit is cheap.
Yeah. The smallest amount.
Yes.
I mean, has anything new happened since we last podcasted?
Nope, not much.
Yeah, not really much in way of news, huh?
I mean, my girlfriend's pregnant.
I'm a freak, man.
That's how it happened. I called her up. Stroking my dick.
Oh, holy shit.
Lotion on my dick. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Sweet Sarah's pregnant.
She is.
With child.
With child. She says it's mine. I believe her.
Yeah, that's
I think you
regretfully. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Right. This isn't live on the internet.
No, so I know.
Her and her whole family's watching.
Yeah, I'm sure she told her parents to tune in. Yeah. Check it out. You know, if you've never seen Toll's comedy, you should listen to his podcast. Yeah.
That'll give you a good idea.
Yeah.
Get an idea of the pulse. Yes. Mom, can you bring it up on the Roku real quick? We're going to watch it while we eat dinner.
Oh. So I was going to do this, and I don't know if it's going to work. I was going to shave my beard on the podcast, but parts at a time.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so a little bit at a time.
Let's get a chunk off then.
All right, let's get a chunk off.
I think we've earned a chunk.
Yeah.
This is one of the joys of being a man is when you grow out a beard, and then when it's time to shave it off, then you just take it off piece by piece.
And
look how stupid you look. So fun.
The fat face test. It's been a long time. See how that's working out.
Well, what are your predictions on the fat face?
I think I chew a lot of gum, so I think... To stay awake on the road, you know?
Got a jaw like an anvil.
I don't know. It's hard to say. I've also
been... It's been growing since last time we podcasted.
I mean, I think I had a beard, but then I just kind of let it rip like a real McGrain, you know?
I feel like it's been at least a month to get it there, right?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, this is way more than that.
Longer than that?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I've never...
No, that's a week and a half right there.
My beard has never been this long. Like
you wouldn't believe it, but Toll's actually 17 years old.
That's right. We're about to find out. All right.
Give us a chunk.
Did you bring that bowl with you?
I did.
Yeah. You brought a saucepan. Oh, see, I thought you brought us a gift, but it's just a mirror for him to see how he shaves.
Oh, you can't tell.
Didn't even take a dent out of it. This is good content.
Hey, people like transformations on the internet.
They do. It's like an unboxing of Toll. Is Toll like, fat or not?
Toll's my girlfriend's pregnant. Now I'm going to shave my beard off. All right. Everything's normal for Toll.
Yeah.
I transitioned for life. Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. Look, that guy looks.
Yeah. Can we get a close up of that?
Yeah. Is that possible? Cut to Toll.
Yeah. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I look like Lemmy.
You look like a guy who eats so much pussy it like rubbed off the hair in that area.
Yeah, that's what I look like. Or ass in prison. Yeah.
You look like a Harry Potter villain.
I do. Yeah. I look like one of the dudes asking for money in Scrooge, you know, in the cartoon version. Hi there, governor. I'd like to collect some ruples for the old.
Ruples.
Whatever. All right. There was a chunk.
And then when it's all done, we're going to make that into a soup.
Yep. I do. Oh, I left. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So you brought the mirror as well?
Ooh, I'm already disappointed by my chin.
Oh, the chin is the worst.
Look at the. This is what Nicolas Cage was looking for, a national treasure. This paper on the back. All cigarette stained.
I think if you shine a black light on that, I'll show you a map.
Yeah.
I actually use this mirror to shave the back of my neck to make sure I did it. So
I love that you brought your shaver and a pot. And a broken mirror to do it. That's
yeah. What did you want me to bring?
Not exactly.
What did you expect him to bring?
Yeah.
I didn't think about it, I guess. I love seeing it.
Yep. There was a man, that is gray. Whew.
Let me take a look. Oh, wow. It is saltier than I expected.
Yeah, yeah, my salt and pepper is getting a lot more saltier these days.
Every time. And every time I shave, oh, take a whiff.
Yeah. Roll that up and smoke it.
Yeah, it smells like tobacco a little.
A little.
A little.
Well, there was... Ooh, it feels weird already.
Yeah.
Feel the fresh air on your... Fresh air on your chin,
yeah,
for the first time since Christmas.
Is this a good look for me?
Yeah,
I'm into it.
All right, let's do it. More cushion for the pushing. Spinal Tap, you know. I'm hot. I'm hot here.
Yeah,
I'm taking my coat off.
I can only imagine what it must have been. That's probably why Letterman used to be so cold in there. Is that being under the lights part of it? Like he would be. It must have been pre-LED because these are LEDs, hot lights like what we had at Teehees. People, you get sweaty underneath those.
It's like baking under a warming table, basically.
Yeah, like where you put the French fries, exactly. Waiting for the burger to be done.
Exactly. Yeah.
I wore my generic green Walgreens Iowa sweatshirt in case anyone's missing the Iowa game to watch us do this.
Yeah, I'm stupid and had no idea, and I was like, oh, what's going on tonight?
I don't
nothing.
I'm just slightly aware.
So what? It's the NCAA Women's Championship game?
Not the championship.
No, it's Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are they playing?
Iowa's playing West Virginia.
That's what I thought. Okay.
It's tied right now.
Okay, so this is where those March Madness brackets start.
Yeah,
is like
the final tournament. Yeah. So this is Iowa played for the championship and lost last year. So they're going to see if they can get back there this year and win it with Caitlin Clark for the final, her final go around.
So was last year the one where Angel Reese was on the other team? Yes. Okay, because I remember
she did
some of the drama. Yep.
Yep. That Caitlin Clark always does. And then there was a large backlash for a black woman doing it.
Yes.
I feel like that's been around for a long time. That's right up there with the...
Well, I think John Cena made it famous.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you can't see me. Yeah.
You can't see me.
I wish you couldn't see me. Just kidding. I love it when people can see me.
That's the part about this I knew total love. Is anytime I'll like cut a clip together, we're working on an actual intro for this when the time comes, folks, for next week, April 1st. And even that part, I sent all the footage unedited because I was like, Toll's going to want to see this. Any shots with him in it, he's going to love it.
I do like it.
It's a pretty cool little intro that's coming together, though. I think everybody's going to like it.
I mean, if you like looking at us, then you are in for a treat.
It looks like we're getting some comments. I mean, is that correct, Shyla? Yeah,
is it porn bots?
Yeah. Yeah. Matthew Jacobson. Ooh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
General audio is a little quiet.
Oh, shit.
Okay. One second. Let me know.
He would know. He's like a professional streamer and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what she said.
You look like Wolverine that sells RVs.
All right.
One second. Yeah. I'm going to go work on this audio volume real quick.
All right.
That's why we're practicing. You
yep. No problem. How was your weekend? Would you like a bowl of hair?
I would not.
How was your weekend?
Good. I was watching basketball.
Oh,
the whole time.
Yeah.
Having
stayed
a great
in town
time.
Finally. Had old local boy Justin Bulver's big show on Friday.
That's right.
That was pretty really impressive. I guess that's it. See you later.
Well, see you next time, folks. Rachel and I are completely out of ideas.
No, I had AJ and I watched Roadhouse, but I was kind of drunk.
I think that probably improved the.
If I knew, we also went and saw some micro wrestling.
I remember you guys asked if I wanted to go and I'm like, I can't. And then I forgot about it. And then I saw the picture you guys
wish
posted.
You had. AJ you guys, said
those are some micro wrestlers.
It was funny because we were at Miss Kitty's.
That's where it
Clive.
Was.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And AJ was like, you can kind of feel like the tension in the air.
The sucker punch.
Yeah.
Vibe.
You can kind of feel it. And I was like, yeah, it's sort of, I think at places like this, you just kind of feel it. And then within 90 seconds, a fist fight broke out like 20 yeah. feet away from us. And we realized, like, and not one person in there, with the exception of the owner and I think his wife, seemed upset about it. Otherwise, everyone was looking on like this.
Well, it was perfect too. Yeah. It was during the intermission.
Yeah.
Because they were like, we're going to do a 5-song intermission and come back for, you know, the final match. And so that's too much time to leave this kind of crowd alone.
Yes.
Like with left to their own devices. Because yeah. that was the first time I had been to Miss Kitty's. And that is not, I guess it's an appropriate name in that it has like the same weird vibe that a strip club does.
Yeah.
It sounds like a strip club,
but it's kind of alt-right. And it's weird to see like the alternative of the alt-right, like the dudes with like pink hair and the face alt, tattoos all right.
yeah.
but you're like, I know that dude's got a swastika on him somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He turned like, it into one of those Pac Sun looking
yeah.
sons.
But yeah.
Wow. I guess I
it anyway, was Pac,
no
though.
Offense to Miss Kitty's, I guess.
I mean, Miss Kitty seemed fine. It yeah. seemed like you could tell it was
it's
a place.
Fine. It seemed like an alt-right bar.
Yeah. A lot of bald eagles, you know.
Yeah. There was a lot of shiny butt patches, you know?
Yeah.
Shiny like rhinestones. Patches. Rhinestones
like
on
bedazzled. On,
oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Shiny
like
butt
affliction.
Patches.
T-shirt,
yeah,
sort of
2007
energy.
Era,
yeah, Monster yeah. Energy drink kind of vibes,
yeah,
yeah. I didn't mean to. I had a lot of fun at micro wrestling, but yeah. it was funny because they said 5-song intermission. They said it. They're like, it is a 5-song intermission, a 5-song intermission, 5-song intermission.
They really
it was like, bro,
on it.
You said it 25 times. We got it. Start it, please. And then at the end, to get our picture taken, they're like, it's $5 a person. $5 per person. Five. And they were getting pissed off. And yeah. I was like,
people were trying to like bolt, like bum rush yeah. kind of that area to try to get yeah. cheap pictures. Yeah. With
but you know what's fun?
Wrestlers.
Bum rushing little people.
Right?
Yeah. Toll still got it, folks. Some shit don't change.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. I had a great time. It's
I
cool.
did too.
And I think it's such a cool business model because the ring and everything is smaller, so you can get it into a lot more places.
Yeah.
You know, like the production and everything.
I didn't think about it. They didn't use a regular size.
No.
Of course.
They have
That'd be like
size.
A football field to those guys.
the host and referee was Micro Jackson, which yep. I really liked. Like Michael, but Micro.
Yeah. Micro Jackson.
And he had a little like bedazzled, sparkly little glove. Yep.
Man,
he was very,
I am,
very small.
I am,
he
was very small. I am so upset I was not able
it
to.
It was fun.
To.
Those were those guys
Damn,
would, could whoop my
out.
Ass.
Yeah.
Had a couple of those dudes.
They were legitimate athletes.
Yeah. For sure.
Micro wrestling. How many of them were there?
5. Which is maybe why they were so obsessed with 5. There were only 5 dudes that showed up on the stage at the end. I'm holding my trimmers in my hand. Like I'm
taking another chunk off.
I'm gonna take a chunk off one of you guys.
Please do. No, it had to have been more than that because I think there were 3 matches total.
I think there was, and I think that
because there was
because the one
Dom.
Guy had to come out twice. Remember Ray? Disco Dom.
I need to hear the names.
Yeah, okay.
So Disco Dom, Micro Tiger.
Micro Jackson, who's the referee.
Micro Jackson was
Micro
the referee.
Jackson, fantastic. No notes.
There was one guy. Remember the dude that came out real hot at the beginning that was ripped?
Yes.
He came out twice. That guy came out twice.
Yeah. I remember Toll leaned over to me and he's like, do you think it's easier to get ripped if you're smaller? And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I don't think that's how it works.
I don't know, man.
they were yeah. most of them. Jack Disco Don was kind of fat,
yeah.
but like he had Disco kind of his own five. Don. Well, cause there was Jeff Presley or whatever his name was.
Yes, that's right.
He was an Elvis Presley. I think his backstory from parts unknown, but like long lost son,
yeah.
like bastard son of Elvis
yeah,
Presley.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Would have tossed him in the pit back in the Spartan days.
Yes.
And oh my God.
And he did like the little dance when he actually did the Elvis dance. Like all their gimmicks were pretty solid. Micro Tiger, which doesn't sound that inventive, was actually probably our favorite.
I wanted his t-shirt. Also,
t-shirts?
Yeah, they were selling merch. These guys tour. In fact, a dude I work with was like, was it the real micro wrestling guys?
Oh, shit.
And I was like, yeah. I was
oh,
like,
yeah.
He was like, oh, shit. He's like, I see their TikToks all the time. I was like, all right. Cool.
They go hard on the social media. That's how they yeah. got me is I started seeing the ads. And I rarely click on an ad, much less like an ad. I clicked on the ad, liked it so much that I actually liked the ad so that everyone could see I liked the ad.
Damn. Yeah.
Wow.
That's my endorsement.
Yeah, that's solid.
That's how much I loved their promo.
That's a solid endorsement for the
Yeah. I just saw, speaking of other fun things, but the monster trucks are coming in April.
Thank God.
Oh, that's right. We need to go.
Yeah.
Finally.
Not micro trucks.
Monster
macro
truck.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I wonder if they've already done that. Like little people in smaller monster trucks, like demo derby.
I mean, I don't know. Some of that
piece probably could.
Yeah. Right? Why not?
Why not?
Give them some power wheels and have at it. Oh, I'm glad this is live.
Yeah, good thing this is a test.
Yeah.
We get all this stuff out of the way.
I'm sorry.
Test.
I don't mean it.
We just need to pass the test.
Yeah.
We can get a D and pass, so we're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Boone High. Look, we're first.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you like the magna cum laude? Were you like the...
Is that the smart one?
That's from AJ. I can't even think of the name for it, so never mind.
Let's get a little more of that beard before we.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
they're like, get the mic away from Toll.
No, we know where our bread and butter is. Yeah, here.
That's right.
Shit,
we know how our bread gets buttered.
Can I get a hamburger, AJ?
Absolutely, buddy. You were looking a little hungry.
I know.
I'm thinking about it now, Shyla. You probably can't hear the samples from the board. So I probably have to get whoever's running the board a set of headphones out of the computer so they can hear what we hear, you know, so they can join in the gales of laughter.
Right.
I'm over here stroking my dick. I'm horny as fuck, man.
Matt, if you're still listening, let me know if you can hear the samples, please.
Oh, boy. What'd
you say, Shyla? He said he can hear him.
It's much better.
Much better on the audio level. Nice. Like to hear it.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, now you're looking like you make prison toilet wine.
Looking like it. I'm drinking it.
I'm not just a member.
Yeah. Now this President. Is like Civil War.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you look like you were the governor of Iowa in 1884.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Don't worry. He was one of the cool
William ones. Howard Taft. He was just fat, had a mustache. I guess.
Did Iowa fight for the North?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good for us.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Good for us.
We used to be cool.
Yeah. We'd be probably be on the wrong side now.
I wonder who Missouri fought for. We know.
Yeah. I think the Mason-Dixon line went through Missouri. So part of Missouri would have been the North and part the South, I think.
They came later. I think they were fighting about whether Missouri could be or could not have slaves. I just read a book on this and I can't remember.
You're probably are you the biggest bookworm of the three of us? Probably. I feel like quietly you read a fair amount.
Only recently.
Yeah, I used to read a lot. Not so much. No mo.
No mo.
Look at that face. Does that look like the face of a reader to you?
A real bookworm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really read since you could do it to like earn personal pan pizzas and stuff. You know?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Was that a thing in when you were
absolutely.
Going to school?
Yeah. Okay. Book it. Did you have it, Alex?
I caught the very end time. Of it. Yeah. Very, very end of it. Yeah.
Damn. Book it was pretty cool. And it started to feel like, I don't think there, even though I actually really liked reading at the time, but you could just be like, yeah, I read this.
Pizza, like, please.
Yeah. You had to read like 10
one
books.
One personal
or something.
Pan pizza.
Yeah. I read
it wasn't
all
just
10
one
of these
book.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite like young adult novel series or anything? The
no,
Hardy
I
Boys?
Read. I was reading like adult stuff when I was reading. It's a lot of sci-fi.
Like how a adult lot of Kurt Vonnegut talking.
I read a lot of Kurt Vonnegut.
A lot of Penthouse Forum.
Yeah. I did read a lot of that, too. I don't think it would do it for me anymore. It's so badly written, too. Have you ever gone back and read any of it?
Like just the little
holy crap.
Smut column.
They pretend like they're real letters.
I bet that's hilarious.
It is pretty funny. What did I? It was, almost all science fiction.
Kurt Vonnegut seems like...
Kurt Vonnegut wasn't all
very precocious as a young man.
Yeah, Kurt Vonnegut was intense. Probably my favorite author to this day.
I feel like I didn't even hear of him until I was in my 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Because you went to Boone.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm trying to decide how much I want to look to camera. You know, like Jim in the office. Like, do you sort of go at it every once in a while?
Reaction shots.
Yeah, cutaways.
Peace.
All right.
Did you have any young adult fiction that you liked to read, Alex, back in the day?
Garfield books.
Oh, you were a comic strip guy, eh? Yeah.
I'd go to the book fair and be like, you can keep all the fucking Hardy Boys books and all that. I'm just going to buy these Garfield books and read them and laugh so hard because it was so funny.
Man.
Garfield comic strips.
And I used to read Garfield Foxtrot. I had books of Foxtrot. Remember Foxtrot?
Oh, I love Foxtrot.
Calvin and Hobbes and The Far Side.
Yep.
Which has been popping up in my feed a shitload lately, the Far Side. Either of you guys? Huh. I must have clicked on something where it's like, this guy likes The Far Side. Hmm. I was like, yep. Just impressive that dude could make one of those every single day.
I was just wondering that of like, okay, with all the papers, would there be just like a master that was done by like the creator of Garfield that would go into papers, or is it like a franchise thing where you can like also write Garfield cartoons?
No. It was one dude, Jim Davis. It was one guy. There's just a bunch
of
people.
I love that idea.
I thought that was...
I own the Des Moines franchise of Garfield.
Have you read it?
He fucking gets down in Des Moines. It's different.
He smokes rocks.
Yeah, he doesn't even like lasagna. He's fucking corn on the cob.
Yeah. He's eating funnel cakes at the state fair. God damn.
Oh, man.
Now that we have this live streaming capability, we should get a tent at the Iowa State Fair, now that I think about it. That'd be great. We could just interview drunk people on that little main causeway.
Oh, my God.
Bring them in.
That would be like if you could get a space on the concourse or somewhere where there's
concourse,
huge access to people and just stream and talk to people all day.
Yeah.
You get so much traffic.
Yeah.
Probably, right? Maybe we're overthinking this. Maybe it would be the worst thing ever.
I could see it being good. It might be one of those things where you can stream it, but you would clip it out after the fact, almost like those, I don't know if it's Channel 5 News is what it's called. It's that guy who will go to like crazy people conventions, like a furry convention with a microphone, and he'll go talk to people, kind of trying to get people to say wild shit about their life.
You mean like Billy on the Street kind of thing?
Almost. Sort of the newest evolution of like that Louis Theroux style, or Thoreau, or however you pronounce it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do not know.
That guy that would go and do he'd go meet up with like a KKK group in the South.
Oh, okay.
And like interview them and figure out what they were actually about. But in the process, kind of, he'd be trolling them and like dunking on them.
Yeah, yeah. Like Jordan Klepper on The Daily Show, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be a fun, and I guarantee people would be happy to do it.
Yeah, like people are dying to make those clips for you a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Because I think that Channel 5 guy, I can't remember his name.
Channel 5, like in Des Moines?
No, it's an account. It looks like sort of an old news thing, but it's like a YouTube thing.
Yeah.
You would recognize it if you saw it, because he used to do clips way back in the day, like in New Orleans and stuff. He'd be in the French Quarter and people would be fucked up like on Mardi Gras, and he'd interview them, ask them like a serious question, but they're... tend to be much funnier.
Yeah, right.
Hammered.
Yeah, for sure.
They'd be like, "What should we do in the Middle East?" And it'd be like a drunk college frat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen a couple of those. That does sound familiar.
All right. Well, you know,
I've seen.
I can't expect you guys to
versions have the same of that.
Part of the internet that I do.
Yeah,
I've been spending my whole life thinking you could franchise Garfield. Not a smart man. That's not a bad idea.
Though. It's not a bad idea.
Have you seen Garfield without Garfield?
Yeah.
Alex? It's pretty funny.
It's just the owner.
It's just John Arbuckle looking completely insane.
An Odie
out of his mind. Yeah. Yep. Just talking to nothing.
Damn.
Yep. Because everything Garfield says is a thought bubble. He's not actually saying it.
Oh.
And then
it's John like Arbuckle Ratatouille
is actually talking. Yeah. Mm.
They still do comic strips and shit too, don't they? And
of Garfield?
Of whatever.
Well, that's why I wonder.
There's still like a comic section.
It used to be my favorite thing of the day when I was in like junior high and high school. I fucking loved
it. I would tear open the paper and dig out the Far Side, look at the Far Side and be like, nice.
Yep.
Nice.
And read all the comics. Yeah.
Who needs pussy, right, guys?
Yeah. I mean, at the time, man.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
35 years old.
Yeah. Huh?
What?
Yeah, right. I don't
it's
know if I
need some good soup.
Yeah.
I actually said to get rid of some mites, you know?
Yeah. Set them free.
Have you ever had crabs or anything?
No.
Don't worry, this isn't live.
Not that I know of. No, I haven't.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Alex?
No, sir. Yeah. No, no.
AJ?
Me either. I'm glad I brought it up.
I don't think
everyone knows now.
Yeah.
We're mite free.
Now everyone's like, those three guys definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really why I'm
not
shaving.
Me. Not once.
Yeah.
Not once.
Yeah. I don't think I've had.
And I got news for you.
It stopped.
It was just that part.
Oh, nice.
It was more for the crabs.
Yeah,
part.
Yeah.
I got news for you.
I see.
You got crabs.
Yep.
I see.
Iowa won, by the way.
Nice.
Iowa did win.
Heading to the Elite Eight.
I think that's to the Sweet 16.
Oh, it's to the Sweet 16.
I think.
Oh. All right.
So how many? So that'd be four. The fourth game from now would be the championship game then, right?
Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four.
Yeah.
Finalmente. So, yeah.
Yep.
And how quickly will they be playing again?
A couple days.
Days? Right? Wow.
I don't know. Why am I answering?
I'm not sure, but within the week, I'm sure.
I mean, you're the one with the Iowa sweatshirt. Yeah.
You're a big fan.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how everyone's a huge women's basketball fan now, which is excellent. But I mean, last year, everyone was bitching about the rules and shit. And I was like, don't act like you fucking know how women's basketball works. You fucking, fair weather fans.
Yeah.
You know?
You said
but everybody
best.
Loves it. And I'm happy. It's a good thing.
Are the rules different for women's basketball?
I don't remember what they were complaining about. But there was
a few little things, but basically the same.
A controversial thing last year where everybody's like, blah, blah, blah. Like everyone had an opinion on it. I was just like, give me a fucking break. Like, you've never watched this before in your life.
You did some quick, hot research.
Yeah.
And now you want to argue on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the internet's all about.
That's all the internet.
It's about thoughtful, long-form discussion.
Yeah.
It's about nuance on the internet. That's why we took it to the internet, nuance.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm going to lose everything on this podcast. No doubt.
Yeah. What'd you think of Roadhouse, AJ?
I thought it was pretty bad. I was sad to see it too because, one of the few sports I do watch, the UFC, they've been hyping up and advertising Roadhouse for about what feels like 2 years straight.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, this thing better be good.
Because Gyllenhaal showed up at an actual match.
Yeah.
That
was
quite a long time ago.
They kind of stalled a actual event in order.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago, probably. I remember them doing that.
Yeah.
And then I don't think I even knew it was Roadhouse at the time. I think soon thereafter, they're remaking Roadhouse. I'm like, what?
Connor's the bad guy. He's not a very good actor.
Some people have said he's good. He makes the movie. And I was like, from what I remember, he was not very good.
I would say the role makes the movie because they did a good job of framing him as the bad guy, the villain. But I don't think that was much to do with him. I think that could have been just about anybody. Really.
Yeah. And there is I did like that. I looked a lot like him. In one
with the beard,
that was fun.
Now you look like a porno.
And then director. A guy I work with,
just like that.
And a guy I work with was like, and now that he's got that weird steroid face, you look even more like him. And I was like, thanks.
All right,
very good.
Yeah. Weird Loved steroid head. He does have a giant HGH head now.
Yeah,
I saw him in an interview yesterday. He was doing, they were doing press for the movie, and the whole time he's like talking. He was like bouncing his shoulders.
Yeah, people
like,
were worried about him.
It was bizarre.
I didn't watch it, but I saw people commenting. It's a little it seems up. Like there's something wrong with
Colombian
him.
Marching powder. Yeah. Like that's what everybody says. He's on a bunch of coke. That's been jokes for a long time. There's some hilarious videos of him like oons like in the club dancing in Vegas. Yeah. Clearly like the pupils way dilated.
Yeah.
He's having a good time.
Hell yeah. You're like, yeah, that's not just booze. Somebody pops up in his Shirley Temple earlier.
Yeah. Speaking of, I'm back on the wagon 3 days in. So
of no coke.
Yep. No coke.
That's not
everything
what that
else.
Says.
Everything else goes. Yeah. Everything else goes. But I'm off the coke.
Yeah. Off the booze.
Off the booze.
You no longer days. Mainlining PCP.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you got a little girl on the way.
I do.
And now we got this baby to take care of.
It's got, I mean, I was doing well, drinking a little bit, not too much. Well, a little bit for me, you know.
Relatively.
And then I was like,
metric tons.
I was like, man, this sugar is hurting my belly. So I was like, I can drink a little bit of rum, go back to the old school ways, you know? And the truth is, I can drink a little bit of rum.
Yeah.
I can also drink a lot of bit of rum to a point where I'm like, man, why am I so good at this? Yeah. Like, I don't. And then the first day I did it, the next day at work, I told a guy I worked with.
Spilled Pepsi and, Zero all over.
And he was like, how do you feel? How do you feel after you drank rum? I was like, I feel fucking great.
Perfect.
Yeah. So then I was like,
I feel like the world's
good.
Strongest pirate.
Yeah.
Right now.
I was like, yeah. Feeling better. I was like, that's not a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, yep. Back on the wagon.
Yeah.
Ding.
Well, what was? Do you remember the number? It's a story you've told before, but when you blew the.
I don't know if I want to tell that on a video podcast. I guess I've said it on
the audio format.
It was at a cop's tailgate party in his garage for a Iowa football game.
Hey, big fan.
Yeah. My generic Iowa sweatshirt. I
love the Iowa team.
At the time, I was a big fan. I
was revved up for the hockey.
And all I had was AM radio at work, so I would listen to sports radio all day, every day. I was a... and we were at this cop's fucking tailgate party. So he has a breathalyzer, like a real police breathalyzer. And everyone's taking turns doing it. And he's got an air compressor, and he blows it out after everyone. And me and my buddy are waiting in line. Everyone's laughing. Ha, ha, ha. He, 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 ha, ha, ha. And my buddy goes, and it's like, beep, boop, 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 beep. And it's like 0.2 something.
Ooh.
And everybody at the party was like, ooh. And the cop blows it out. He's like, that can't. He's like, come on, you got to do this again. Blows again. It's the exact same number. And everybody's like, geez, man, this guy's really, And so I had been drinking jungle juice all day. Everclear mixed with fruit, essentially.
Yeah, with like Minute Maid.
And they're like, it's your turn. And I was like, bop, 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 bop.
Bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong.
And I blew into it. And then the little thing's like, ding, 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 like rack it up. Like I spun the thing at the fucking Price is Right.
Making the dial.
I was like, oh,
noises.
Yeah. I was like, it's
Steam
still going.
Shooting out of it and everything.
And I blew a 0.379. And the guy was like, that cannot. He's like, you're just standing there? I was like, yeah. He's like, that can't be right. And he takes his air compressor and he's like, and the crowd had gone silent at this party. Everyone was like, yeah. Everyone was like, oh my God. And I was just standing there like, this was fun, right?
Yeah.
And he blows this compressor thing through it for a really long time. And I blow again and it's the exact same thing. And everybody was like, all right.
It's going up.
And then I just go stand by the, go stand back by the giant cooler for full of jungle juice. And I'm like, fun party, right? And everybody's like, oh my God.
You're 39% alcohol, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was good. That could have been a sign right there, maybe.
Oh, that makes me laugh so hard every time. Yeah. The crowd, the party just all of a sudden medically very concerned about you.
Yeah. They were concerned about my buddy. And then I blew twice what he blew, basically. And everybody was like, what the fuck? Like, how is this guy standing up?
Oh, my God.
This guy's brain work.
Yeah. I was like, pretty cool.
This guy's going to be a podcast.
Yes. Yeah. He's going to look like this on a podcast.
0.37. Holy shit. Yeah. The hush falling over the crowd. Yeah. Right?
Can hear it was pretty drop. Fucked up.
You hear some girls starting to cry.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Is he going to be okay?
Yep.
I don't think so. Yeah.
And I was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine.
Yep. Yeah. Which is pretty weird.
Well, like we're, you say, glad you're back on.
Yeah.
Back on the wagon.
Back on the wagon.
Yeah, it's back on the wagon, right? Yeah. It's off the wagon.
I didn't know for a long... I got it confused for a very long time, but I think if you're not drinking, you're on the wagon.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of those, if you think about it too long, you forget. You start flipping it around.
Yeah. Once you know, though, you know, then you still have to ask. Yep.
Damn. Do you have to go through like the shits or anything? Or
no, I've been binge eating like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's
I've had expect. Kind of, yeah, I've eaten so much crunch berries, I have green poop. But
shit, not crunch berries, yeah. Of your own.
Yep.
Not so crunchy.
No, not nearly as tasty either.
It's like eating a bunch of fiberglass. Yeah, it's that sugar thing. I was sitting there. I think it was when I went and saw Dune by myself. I was sitting there eating that bag of Sour Patch Kids, and I was like, sugar might be my biggest like lifelong addiction. I think I'm going to be fighting tooth and nail with sugar for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because my mom has stories of when I was a fat little kid with this like little Giardia belly, she would try to flush candy down the toilet to stop me, and I'd be like, like trying to get it out of the toilet. Yeah. Like I was insatiable when it came to sugar. And I still feel that way where like if you gave me 100 feet of sweet tart rope, I would eat it all.
I've said before,
optic cable.
Yeah, just keep unwinding it into your mouth.
Yeah. If you said I could just eat whatever I wanted and how much I wanted all the time, I would just never stop eating. I'd be like a dog and eat myself to death.
You gotta put Toll's food out in a bowl.
Yeah.
With a stick in it.
Yeah.
Get away.
That's how I feel. I don't know. Even now, like I can't.
So you're saying if you could keep doing something you like indefinitely all the time, you would do it.
That's you're weird. Exactly right. Say, I know. Unusual.
I have trouble wrapping my head around.
Yeah. Yeah. Says the guy. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Do you think the impending parenthood is what made you want to get back on the wag?
Yeah, I think that just switching that I was drinking those like 3 tall boys a night, which is still a lot, but it was a reasonable human amount.
Yeah. A Bud Light Platt.
It's not a 0.37 night.
No, exactly. And then those were really messing my stomach up kind of. And it's kind of expensive. And I was like, wow, you can just buy a bottle of rum and a bottle of Diet Dr. Pepper and it's cost less, there's less calories, and then I
did
it.
You feel great.
Yeah, and then I did it, and I on one night I was like, oh, I just drank the whole fucking bottle, and I don't really
one night.
Yeah, and I don't really feel bad. I dumped some of it out. I will say
it's not one of these little hotel bottles.
No, I dumped. It wasn't one of the huge bottles. It wasn't one of the giant ones, but it was a big, you know, normal size bottle. And yeah, then I did that, and I was like, that is cheap, and I feel fucking great. Even during the day at work, I was like, it's weird how good I feel. It was like, welcome home, daddy. And I was like, yeah, good to be here, baby.
Yeah, I miss you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come get on the water
bed. So 4-5 days of that where I was like, I can just do this. Yeah. I was like, you know what? And the disappointment and say, AJ's eyes and Sarah's eyes and everybody's eyes when I actually just they're even if the dudes at work were like, come on, dog. And I was like, yeah. But I was like, but I feel good.
Toll's got a crooked sailor hat on. He's like, I feel great.
Yeah. So yeah. I was like,
I'm happy to see it. Yeah. I like sober Toll.
Yeah, and that's what I'll tell you of Sarah. So when mental. I was drunk the other evening, she was like, people do like you better sober. And I was like, I don't believe you, but thank you for saying that. And she said it again and a couple more times. And I was like, oh, thanks. Even though people have openly said to me, I prefer it when you're drunk.
You don't need to listen to those people anymore.
Yeah.
That was bad advice.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, being drunk does rock, though.
It is so great, dude. Why is everything so much better?
Yeah.
Except your life, you know?
Yeah, that's the one.
It's a real, real
mundane things are much better.
Yeah, washing dishes rocks when you're fucking hammered.
Yeah, there's no denying that.
Yeah, well, you're loading the washing machine. You're like, hey, a little Paramount for the washing machine. Yeah. You pour it a little in. Hey, drink up, buddy.
Yep.
Nice and clean. Yeah. I think it's the chaos that's exciting, though, you know?
The chaos. Well, the
pandemonium that comes from the drinking is, I think, what a lot of
the other thing, though, with this last round is that I did it once, a couple times before, and I'd do it, and then I'd stop, and then... is that I wasn't doing it in public hardly at all. I barely was even drinking at the club. Occasionally I'd have a few like of the tasty little seltzers, like two or three of those. Where I was doing most of it was at home alone, where I was doing, you know, 98% of it. Where that in itself
is quite
is
a
like,
bit, you know,
it's like that's a sign. I'm not doing it for the fun, for the joy.
You're really having fun right now, aren't you?
I really was, though. That's the thing.
I remember
this is the best thing I could be doing.
I remember my friend Ben when I was like, because he's a few years older than me, but I was like 15 at the time. He had told me that where he was like, the thing my dad always said was, when you start drinking alone is when it gets really bad.
Yeah.
And I always remember that because I remember when I started drinking alone, like, you know, when that became a part of my life, kind of like, oh, the first time I bought my own weed versus it was like smoking it at a party with someone, you know, like there's
these the escalation.
The weird little steps you kind of get to it.
When it turns into more of the...
And then you got the sailor hat on.
Yeah. More of the...
you're talking to a coconut.
Yeah. You look like me. You into the I need this more than the I want to be doing this, even though they kind of coexist. But once I'm to the where I'm like,
you want it because you need it.
Yeah, where I'm like, I'm not going to be able to, you know, function properly if I don't have this. And as soon, that's what I'm trying to avoid.
Anyway. Right.
Where I'm just doing it every night. I mean, that's the thing.
So Captain Crunch it is.
My brain is like, you can do this a couple nights a week. And then it's like, you can do this three nights a week. You can do it four nights a week, five. And then it's like, oh, you can do it every night as long as you drink a reasonable amount. And then it's like, or buy a bottle of rum and see what happens.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
That box
first live podcast.
Yeah. It's not going to be about drinking every time.
Yeah. No.
But that was an update. I mean, this is like in the last, this is hot off the press.
Yeah. There's a lot of, this just happened. And, you know, I do have a kid on the way and it's got a, I can't be drunk. And Sarah was like, what if there's like an emergency or something? I was like, that's a good point too. Yeah.
What if you're the
I can
emergency?
Uber? Yeah. What if it's me?
What if
I can Uber?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to need you to take us to the hospital. I got $5 on the
You're app. In labor? Shit. Get behind the wheel.
All right. You drive, I'll shift. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe shave off another chunk in celebration for your non-drunkenness. Yeah. It's almost going to be 2 years for me in July, which is crazy.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I've had a couple sips. Let's not get crazy. I drank a whole tall boy at the Sphere, but you're only at the Sphere a couple of times, maybe ever. So, and it was a sweet movie. Those fucking elephants like leaning over us in the Sphere. Cause I thought it would be the Vegas, you know, I guess I wasn't sure if it would go all the way behind us, but it kind of goes to about right here. Wouldn't you say?
The screen. Man, it went behind. Yeah, it goes right behind. It's like 180. It's probably like 200 degrees. No, 180.
It was worth having a beer at.
It was.
That was or like, five or six.
Yeah, yeah. And then hop on a gondola. Or what was it? The rickshaw.
Oh yeah.
The grand rickshaw extortion of Vegas.
That's right. I got a little two-faced thing going on.
Oh, that could be your new look.
Gotcha.
Asymmetrical. Well, your name on Instagram.
Yes, yes, it is. Tobo Cop, fake Alex Carter. Asymmetrical with an I on Instagram. No Sleep DSM on Instagram. Ay caramba. I think the fat check looks all right.
Yeah?
I think so. I think that gum chewing's paying off.
Yeah, I feel sweaty. I think I'm keeping the mustache. Although Alex and I will have the same. We've done that before, though.
It's okay. Our facial hairstyles will sync up every once in a while. Yeah.
Mine's ever changing, I feel.
Yeah. You're a man of many facial hairs.
Yes.
I mean, look at him, folks.
Many less facial hairs now.
Yeah. Yeah, you are kind of a chameleon. Because now you look sort of, at least this side of you that I can see, now you look like a Frenchman.
Oui, oui.
But that side of you, yeah, maybe looks a little bit more General Lee.
Yeah.
The side Alex can see.
Yeah. Tolls at Appomattox.
Some little notes and things to look forward to. First real episode, April 1st, 9 p.m., just like this. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Oh boy, we're those kind of guys now, huh?
You know, ring the bell.
Oh boy. Hit the like and subscribe in the other video right here.
Yep. Where is it at? I don't know if we'll actually do that. It'd be cool if you subscribed. Ultimately, you can still listen to it on Spotify and all those other places. There'll be audio only versions. So, you know, do you. But if you wondered what we looked like while we said this, here you are.
Wonder no more, and we're sorry.
Wonder no longer. It took filming and setting up these shots for me to realize I have a slight underbite, like a little bulldog.
An underbite?
When I talk, or... like my jaw kind of sits, I don't know. I think it's called an underbite, right? Kind of the bulldog look.
Mm-mm. That's or
where are your front teeth are behind.
Under. Yeah, that's an underbite.
That's an underbite because an overbite would be
yeah,
like Freddie Mercury.
That's the ultimate. Yes, that's the most overbite.
Yeah,
that's way overbite. Yeah. That's the yep. Go ahead.
All right. So is this the final form then we think?
I think for the most part.
For the podcast at least?
Where from a distance in pictures, I kind of look like Hitler.
As I say, no Hitler mustache.
Yeah. It does. It's kind of darker in the center. Someone pointed that out. Oh, well. Did you guys see? I saw a dumb thing. We should look it up. It's true. You guys know who DJ Qualls is? The actor?
Yeah, a real skinny guy.
Yeah, played the new guy.
The new guy.
Always plays like a super like lanky nerd guy. He's going to play fucking Freddy Krueger in a TV series.
Whoa.
Isn't that bizarre? But then I was like, I guess if you put makeup on him. But can he act like that?
I mean, you can put makeup on anyone and have him be Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Although you couldn't have John Cena be Freddy Krueger.
No, that would be, although, giant, him, yeah.
Muscly Freddy Krueger.
That'd be pretty
Kruger.
Good, yeah. Actually. All right, I just tucked myself in. Yeah. I want to see that.
You went on the absurd.
John Cena.
It is funny. Kruger. It's kind of cool of them because that's sort of the route things go now. If you like the muscly, crazy dudes, and they're like, you know who we're going to get to play the scariest guy in movie history? DJ Qualls. Perfect.
But I can kind of see it in that.
That lanky.
Yeah, lanky, ghoulish kind of way.
Yeah.
No offense.
No.
DJ Qualls. I mean, not I like to call
DJ
you a ghoul.
Qualls.
He's a lanky ghoul. Good job. Oh, the lanky ghouls online are going to come after you.
Yes. That's most of our listeners.
I know.
Oh.
Ay caramba.
Ooh.
And we went
down the wrong pipe?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. My Pepsi Zero hit. That Pepsi Zero hits different, as they say. On the podcast side of stuff too, I am going to try to get the video on Spotify. I had a person or two ask about that because I guess.
Oh yeah, I forgot you can do that.
Yeah, it's not just Joe Rogan anymore. Everybody can, or I think if you're a part of the Spotify podcasting area, you can do the video side now.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool. Cool.
This is all for the clips, right? That's why we do this.
It's all for the clips. I think we have at least 600 clip moments in this test
episode. Pick any 10 seconds. Clip.
We know this one's going to make it. I'm over here stroking my dick. Got lotion on my dick right now. I'm stroking my shit. I'm horny as fuck. Look, man. I'm a freak, man, like, for real.
Putting lotion on my dick.
Can you imagine? Like, I don't know the backstory on that.
I don't either, but it just, that sound shows up in a meme right when you're not expecting it. And, ooh, boy.
That feels like almost one of the, like, those Mel Gibson tapes that came out where, like, someone's recording you having phone sex with something.
The original is clearly from, something.
Some phone sex type of situation. Damn.
Yeah.
I'm horny as fuck. What was phone sex like in the landline days, Alex?
You know,
operators, send me through to Mary Sue.
I never did phone sex, but there was a movie. They said like a 1-800. They're saying like a phony sex line. Uh-huh. And so like one of my friends or someone dialed it and it actually worked. And it would just be like a recorded message of somebody like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, this is kind of crazy. I think we're going to get in big trouble. Yeah. You better hang up the phone.
Hey, this is Brittany. I don't have any pants on. panties. My panties are made of fruit roll-up. And you got to eat them all.
For $5.99 a minute.
That's not bad.
It's a good deal.
It's a good deal. That must be in the same section where you could buy the hoverboards and shit in the in old magazines, huh? Like little porno ads.
Remember porno, the back of porno magazines used to be just nothing but 800 numbers and 900 numbers. Oh. Yep. Pre-internet days.
Yeah, gee. Because you think, I mean, pre-TV, pre-internet, pre-moving pictures, I guess you would just whack off to like the drawing of a lady.
Yeah.
Like a
nice shading there.
Yeah. Have a friend draw some pussy for you.
Yeah. Make your fingers check look like out. A butt.
Yeah. Like, how do I? Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Just have to imagine what her butthole looks like. Kind of.
Can't even.
Nope. No. Back then, it'd be like you'd have like a piece of scented cloth. Be like, it's just like a woman.
You're like, I'm going to go marry this. Yeah. This piece of cloth and get married.
A lady would spray perfume on it and you just and whack off. Huff it and jerk off in an outhouse somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
I wonder how that was going. Like, you live in a house with one room and like your wife and eight kids.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, kids, we're banging tonight.
And you're
making,
all just
making
gonna,
you a new you know, sibling.
Right. The kids probably all excited.
Yeah. They're all like, yes.
Yeah.
Someone to take the heat off of us.
Yeah. Good thing we grew up in the podcast era, you know?
Yep.
Now we just get to
everything makes sense.
Yeah.
All the time.
I look forward to my grandchildren finding my OnlyFans 1,000 years from now. 1,000, 1,000.
Digital
years.
Excavation. We found great, great, great grandfather's OnlyFans.
My grandpa did a full spread in Playgirl magazine.
My concho.
Shit.
I've seen a new thing on Instagram. Well, I regret bringing it up, but they show like naked boobs, but it'll be like ladies breastfeeding, but they're clearly on there just to show their boobs. And I'm like, this is ultra gross. If it was to be like about breastfeeding, but it's clearly just to show off their boobs.
Yeah. I saw one of those and it was disturbing. It felt like I was watching something illegal.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you talking about like someone in the bushes is zooming in?
No, they're like filming themselves.
It's like an attractive woman that pulls her boob out and so like there's a boob on reels, which is not supposed to be there. And then she puts a baby doll on.
Yeah.
It's a breastfeeding video.
Oh, it's a fake baby.
It's trying to circumvent the algorithm.
Yeah. So it's okay to show.
It's like a medical thing.
It's super creepy. Yeah.
It's
just the internet being cool once again.
Yeah.
I want to make sure there's milk coming out of that.
Yeah. Just let them show boobs. My God. At this point on Instagram, it's like, What are we really missing here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, yeah. You can see like the see-throughness of stuff. Yeah. Like you can somehow I'm like, how did this not get hit by the algorithm?
They're literally like pushing the boundaries of whatever the rules or the law is. It's like, okay, it can be this thin, but it can't be that thin. Right. It can be here, but it can't be to like the most minuscule of measurements. Like all these things.
Like tissue paper.
You can have a thong with your pussy lips hanging out of it as long as we can't see the hole, you know?
As long as we can't see your actual
on video.
That'd be obscene.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's a test one. So
yeah, perfect. This was a test to see if I could pass. And I can't.
Just in case anyone was worried, the toll is going to do 5 on Jimmy Fallon anytime soon. No. The answer is no. Late Night with Seth Meyers is out of the question.
I can control myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Toma Grain story right there. I can control myself.
Colon.
Yeah. My pregnant wife's going to have to drive to her own delivery. But that's fine.
You got her a lift.
Yeah.
I got low jack on her.
Yeah. Sarah's very excited that I just said wife, by the way.
Oh, did you just say wife?
I did.
It felt so natural. I didn't even know. Yeah. Damn.
Now sorry I brought that up. Well,
Sarah, we'd like to propose right now on the test stream. Bless her heart for putting up with us.
I know.
And for all the people
she's
watching.
The number one fan.
Shyla too. Yeah.
Whew.
Shyla, have you actually listened to the podcast before? Okay. She sounded unsure.
Yeah. There was a nice pause there. Yeah. Like, of course.
I'm just wondering what she's going through mentally right now after this hour.
Maybe no headphones for the producer.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I think maybe the headphones might help, or she'd be like, now she's in our world.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
In our subliminal.
Yes. Our hypnosis. Subliminal consciousness.
Been pulled into this terrible mind of three men.
Three gross
live men on the internet.
Yeah. We've officially done an hour, by the way. Exactly an hour, which was the plan. I think this went all right, folks. Let us know. Trash us in the comments.
Don't ever say that on the internet.
Yeah.
Let us know what we need to work on, if there's lighting wise or whatever. I'm open to tech criticism. Sounds like we got the volume straight. Also let us know how handsome we look and fuckable.
Perfect.
Not at all. He has a wife, but Alex has a wife too.
Let AJ know.
Yeah.
AJ, you need to start your own different kind of podcast. Yeah. That's fine. We won't be mad at you.
Yeah. Do you think your wives are watching right now?
What do you think? I think Sarah is.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Hell yeah.
Sure she. What's up? She probably checked in and was like, that's what I thought. And then checked out.
Yeah.
She tuned in right as Tol said, pussy lips. Yeah. She was like, I'm
good. That's a real thing, though. It wasn't just.
You would never lie on the podcast. No. Yeah. That's not the question.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever lied.
No.
Unfortunately for him. Guys, too damn honest.
Yes. And if anyone's wondering on the Patreon side, I do plan on working and coordinating with the fellas here and updating that, getting some new exciting perks with this video side. I think we can bring some new shit in. And I think for the first episode, we don't have to decide now, but I guess I already brought it up. I think we should bring on a special guest for our actual first episode on the first.
Surely.
I'm always down for a guest.
Yeah. Who will it be? Who knows?
TBD.
TBD. Follow us on all the platforms for that. No Sleep DSM, TolboCop.
Yeah, Venmo at TolboCop.
That's right.
If you feel like it. I can take some,
need some diaper money.
Yeah. So get out of the way. We got to get a baby shower going for you.
I have dates. I need to talk to you about that. Ooh. And I need to ask you some questions. So, all right. Excellent content. Words don't work.
Bing
all
bong.
Right. Yeah. Bing bong, bing bong. I think this has been a perfect test stream. I think it technically worked. We have comments and shit.
I know. Everything seems like No, there's amazing. No, smoke isn't billowing out of the computer, and yeah. the screen works. And
it looks like the set looks decent.
The array of cameras.
Nice job, Shyla.
Shyla's been doing a great job.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Thanks, Shy. And we'll be having some different people, I think, maybe running the board, depending on availability. But Shyla will definitely be in the rotation. If you want to be in the rotation, info at NoSleepDSN. Yeah, yeah. Send your resume.
Guest producers.
Hell yeah. Well, I think this has been pretty fun. Is there anything, any last words, fellas, before we wrap this? I don't have any no sleep shows to promote right now.
So. No, I don't have any. I don't think I have anything to promote.
Black Cat Ice Cream.
Who, us? Just hanging around. That's all we're doing.
Black Cat Ice Cream, Teehee's Comedy Club. They're all on Instagram and on Google and shit. Check them out.
Yep. And Venmo at TobolCop.
Let's hit that one more time. Let's let's get the screen runner on the bottom for the whole thing. Just Venmo at TobolCop. And we get that little like...
breaking news.
The little thermometer that fills up on the side as we get money.
Oh, yeah, we get some on-screen graphics. We can talk to old Matty J about all sorts of weapon stuff we could do.
Yeah, we're doing this with OBS. So looks like thus far the switcher is working great. So maybe we'll try to get some little... like stings and shit, you know, little graphics to whip in breaking news and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know me, I love production, yes, so this is all.
You know me. Like we could have Alonzo Jones like come in from the side.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's high quality shit.
Yeah, we like pop in.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Burger.
Let me get sued by the estate.
That's good living. I'd be honored to be sued by Hamburger.
Let's see if we can get him on as a first guest.
Yeah, Alonzo.
I'm sure he's not doing anything next week.
No.
No offense, Alonzo. I love you.
Yeah. What you should be doing is hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Talking about Toll.
I've been repping Alonzo and Hamburger Jones hard for the last several years, and that's I feel like I've got not a lot to show for it at this point. Mm. Come on, Alonzo. Do the right thing.
We just want you to hear it. All right. Well, I think we've plugged everything, done everything. Test stream in the books, folks.
Time for some pube soup.
Yep. Toll's face pubes are ready for braising tonight. Hell yeah. I've been AJ Simmons, I think, right?
Uh-huh.
I've been Toll back to the free world McGrain because I shaved my beard. I was cast away before, you see? You see?
I see. Right. I don't like.
Did you? Do you feel bad that I shaved the huge beard?
Actually, I feel real bad about it.
I liked the beard.
I was so self-conscious.
Now you gotta get rid of it. You gotta take it down. Start back from scratch. Yeah. I'm an Alex Carter. See you later. Bye.
Stay awake, everybody. All right, Shyla. I don't know if there's a stop streaming button.
Stop streaming.
We can probably go for that. See you later, folks.